again, trying, it seemed, to keep surveillance out the front display window without being seen. Whatever she was up to, she apparently wasn't aware of the danger. Harry had no claims on being a hero, far from it, but he also wasn't callous enough to watch a woman get injured, not if he could stop it.
"Go away."
Harry halted, then blinked. The little imposter, she barely reached his shoulder, had hissed at him out of the corner of her mouth. How had she known he was behind her? He hadn't made a single sound. The two men looked up. They were cocky and obnoxious young men, overly confident because they'd been running their scam in this area for far too long. At least that's what Harry's friend Dalton had said. He owed Dalton, and stopping these ruffians from their petty extortion would be adequate compensation, but it was a nuisance. Especially if some stray with a weird agenda was determined to interfere and complicate matters. One of the men turned to face them, propping his elbows on the counter and giving them both an assessing look.
"What are you doing?"
Harry pretended not to understand. He stared at a shelf filled with canned goods, finally selecting some potted meat. He shuddered. Nasty-looking stuff, potted meat. The little female remained frozen beside him. After